words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. Welcome to another program with the Truths to Live By radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. And you're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. It's my hope and prayer that we might be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 2 Timothy chapter number 3, we're going to look today at signpost number 3, which defines our way in a day of apostasy, the truth of right standing. And so you find your place there, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14, as I go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you because you have first loved us. And I'm glad to know that you know me and I know you. Thank you for that relationship that is ours through Christ, by grace, through faith, because of the shed blood, because of the Son of God and the Word of God, the Spirit of God, I have been born again with life from above. Lord, thank you for reaching farther down than I could have ever reached up. Thank you for coming to me when I was not looking for you, convincing me of my need of the Savior, calling me by the Word of God and by the Gospel, and converting my soul back in 1994. Lord, thank you now for the time to preach. Please bless all those who listen. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would speak to them and that you would meet their needs. Touch their lives by the Word of God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so our Bibles are open to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We look now to verse number 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We have had our way lighted up by the lamppost of godly living and by the lamppost of sober thinking. We now see light by this truth of right standing. I say in no uncertain terms, it is time to stand in these days of apostasy. Stand, brother, stand. We see, first of all, the need to stay right. In verse 14, there is to be a steadfast continuance in the things that we have learned and been assured of. Look back up to verse number 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. There is no need to change now. Why is it that we have stood for decades for the truth as it is contained in the Word of God, but all of a sudden, in the last few years, we're wanting to back up, to let up, to be quiet, to let go and not preach the whole counsel of God? We have started with the right way, the good way, the old time way. If it was right then it is still right now. Paul said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of. Those things that we have learned from the Word of God and from God having assured us of them, let us continue in them. There is still the need to stay right. To continue in something is to stay in that way. The need to stay right. May God help us to find some men in these days who will be valiant for the truth and who will heed the words of the apostle when he says in Ephesians chapter 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Would to God we'd get some men again, walking into our pulpits across this land. I know these men are still there, but I mean all across the land, men to walk into the place of service and to stand faithfully and firmly with the fire of God in their soul. They're willing to stand, they're willing to preach, and to have their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, men who are prepared to go to war with the gospel of peace. We march to war against the enemy as we preach the gospel of peace. Peace and victory comes by the cross of Jesus Christ. We need men who will take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Men who have prayed with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Men who have watched with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Men who are willing to say, please pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, that I might speak boldly as I ought to speak. I don't want to be guilty of thinking that boldness is rudeness. We know there is a vast difference between the two. I do believe sometimes men will misunderstand a man's boldness, but certainly boldness is never rudeness, and rudeness is never boldness. But may God help us to open our mouths boldly as we ought to speak. There is the need to stay right. But then there is the nature of starting right. We look back to our text in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, where Paul says to Timothy, and that from a child. From a child, Timothy, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It's good to know that Timothy had a scriptural foundation. From the days of childhood, he was taught the holy scriptures. He had a sure foundation, for by the scriptures we are made wise. He had a saving foundation. He was made wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And finally, he had a solid foundation, Christ Jesus the Lord. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. Timothy had started right. The need now was to stay right. Let's just stay with the book that we've been given. There's no need to pray about which Bible we're to use. Those of us who preach to English-speaking people, we ought to stand with the King James Bible as the preserved, pure, perfect, and only Word of God. Let's just stay with it. Don't doubt it now. Don't back up on it now. Stay with the King James Bible. We have the right Bible. May we pray for the right burden in these days. Let us pray for the right boldness in these days. And let us pray for the right balance in these days. There is one thing for sure. Bible preaching is not popular. But it's right, it works, and it's always balanced. If we would stay with the text and stay with the truth, then our preaching will be right in its burden, right in its boldness, and right in its balance. There's a burden, there's a boldness, and there's a balance about every text of Scripture that we find before us in the Word of God. And let me add this, the only way to stand right is to stay down on our knees before the Lord. We must get back to godly living, and we must get back to sober thinking. But may God help us in these days to get back to right standing, and men will only stand as tall in the pulpit as we are down on our knees in the study. And dear Christian, we will only be able to stand according to how we have knelt before God in private prayer. One old Puritan writer said this, writing on Matthew 6, that passage concerning hypocrisy. He said, God is more for closet religion than he is temple religion. How's your closet today? Have you cleaned a place out to pray, to be alone with God? Do you read the Word of God when nobody but God is looking? Let's get back to right standing in these days of apostasy. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.